Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 766, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. We're going through some various interesting, important halachas, which pertain to the hamoitzi and the taking the bite and eating the bread and what, when, and where, how that works. Okay, as we've been talking about, of course, we're explaining, we finished with the Netilas Adayim, the washing and everything. We're up to the hamoitzi. We've been talking about the last few shiurim, if somebody has a sofik, they're not sure if they made a hamaitzi, or if possibly they made the wrong bracha, they made a shahakal, they made a mezonos, they made a hadama, so we went through all that. Now, another interesting halacha brings down the machaber in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but again, it's in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, so I just want to go through it, and it's something that we did mention in the past, Rabadna brought down in his sefer, but I just want to go through it inside where the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. It's important to keep in mind because this thing does come up constantly, and it comes up, this halacha comes up constantly, and it comes up mostly on, not mostly, but a good chunk of the time on Shabbos. And that is, you know, the Bala, there's 15 people washing, and the Bala bus washed first, or whatever the case is, and he's waiting for everybody to wash, and now the last few people at the line, he didn't chop that there's still another, somebody else, the last one is washing, and he started making the hamaitzi, and I'm washing, and I have to make the Netilas Yadayim. But one second, I have to listen to his hamoitzi. I'm going to be listening, be yoitze with his hamoitzi, the Lacha Mishnah, and how does that work? I'm sort of like stuck. He didn't realize that I'm still washing, and he already started making the hamoitzi. He said Hashem's name or whatever. So what do I do? So the Shulchan Aruch says straight up in the Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Zayin. Again, we did talk about this in the past, but we're going to go into a little more details. He says like this, Ruvain Shehoya Noitel Yadav Lachila. Ruvain, there's a case, he just gives a name. Ruvain washed his hands for to eat. And Yaakov, who was, let's say, the balabas, the one making the bracha for everybody, he started to make the hamoitzi. And he had in mind that everybody should be yoitze with his hamoitzi, and Reuven, of course, has to have a mind to be, that he wants to be yoitze also with Yaakov's bracha, who's making the bracha for everybody. But we're starting with the Yaakov, the one who's making the bracha, the head of the household, made the bracha for everybody. And he had in mind everybody. So then afterwards, what happened was, Reuven, Yodov, afterwards, so Reuven already was like in the middle of washing, his hands were like wet. So he, Reuven heard the hamoitzi from the one who's making, Vachach Nigev Reuven, and then afterwards, Reuven heard the Hamoitzi from Yaakov, Reuven heard the Hamoitzi from the one who's making the bracha for everybody, right? Let's say I'm Reuven, I'm washing my hands, and I'm in the middle, and Yaakov's already making the bracha, the balabas, the owner is, the balabas is making the Hamoitzi, so I'm in the middle of washing, I washed, and I stop, I listen to his bracha, Vachach, and then Vachach Nigev Reuven Yadav, afterwards, let's say I'm Reuven again, I dry my hands, uverech al Netilas Yadayim. Now I make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, lo yaveh hefsek. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Machaber tells us, it's not a hefsek, it's no problem. V'yoytze v'berchas Yaakov, and I could be yoytze with the bracha of Yaakov, the balabas who made the bracha for everybody, and he had me in mind, I could be yoytze with that bracha, v'ein etzarech lachazar, or l'verech berchas hamoitzi, and I do not have to make again the hamoitzi. Okay, so we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, but let's just see the case again. Let's have it clear. Let's say I myself, there's 15 people, right? And the balabas washed first, and everybody's washing. And let's say I am the last one, and I'm in the middle of washing, and the one who's making the hamaitzi, he has everybody in mind to be yoitza with the bracha. He has everybody in mind, and he's starting to make the hamaitzi. Well, one second, I'm finishing my washing. I'm in the middle of washing for bread. I didn't make a Netilas Yadayim. I didn't dry my hands. I didn't do anything. I just started washing. So I wash. I finish washing. Let's say, assuming the fact that I already washed my hands. And now, what I could do, so it tells us the Shulchan Aruch, I could listen and pay attention to Yaakov's bracha. He's having me in mind, and I'm having a mind to be yoitze with the bracha. Then after that, before I start to eat, right? After that, v'achkach nigev ruven, then I go ahead and dry my hands. I dry my hands and I make the netilas yadayim. And okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah comes along in Sif Katan Mem Hey and tells us, Hu adin kishe kol hanatila ubirchas al natila sadaim. Not just that, but assuming just one more quick thing. I'm not quite sure why the Mechaber says v'achach nigev Ruvein yadav averch al natila sadaim. But usually it's the other way around, that I first make the bracha al natila sadaim and then I dry my hands. Okay, but be it as it may, either way it wouldn't really make a major difference, because the Mishnah Berurah tells us. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Hey tells us, Hu Adin Kishekol Hanatila Ubirchas Al Natil Sadaim, the same thing would apply. When the whole washing and the Natil Sadaim and the drying and everything, Haya Achar Kach, was after I heard the Hamaitzi from the one I'm being Yaitzi with. In other words, let's say that's me. I'm the last one online. And little old me, right? I'm washing my hands and I do everything. Well, one second. He's already, the Balabas, Yaakov is already making the Hamaitzi. I have to be Yaitzi with his bracha. So I stop. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah, I listen to his bracha. And then he says, Hu Adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekol Hanatila Birchas Al Natil Sadaim, Achakach, Haya Achakach. Even if I then first afterwards, I went and I washed, then I made the bracha, and then I dried my hands, Gam Ken Yotze B'diyevid. Of course, B'diyevid, post facto, I would be Yotze. It's not something you do L'chadchila, but B'diyevid, I would still be Yotze. The Chol Zeh Lehevi Hefsek, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, because all this is not a Hefsek, David Tzarech Suda, because this is a Tzarech for the Suda. This is something that you need to be able to eat. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah that this, he says this lashon, the imbirchas al natil sadaim haya b'shoa she Yaakov. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a very important point over here. This is all if I paid attention to the bracha, but he says a very important point. But if at the time the imbirchas al natil sadaim haya b'shoa she Yaakov bircha maitzid lo yata, then I wouldn't be yata. This is the punchline which I wanted to bring out today, which we'll talk a little bit more next year. But because again, we spoke about this case in the past, but let's say at the time Yaakov, the one who's being Moitzi everybody, is making the Natil Sadaim, and I'm making the one who's being Yaitzi everybody, Yaakov, is making the Hamoitzi to have everybody in mind, and I'm making my Natil Sadaim. I washed, I'm making my Natil Sadaim while he's making the Hamoitzi. That's not going to help. I'm not going to be Yaitzi because I can't be making my Natil Sadaim while Yaakov, the one who's making the Hamoitzi, is having me in mind. It's not going to work like that, right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Birchas al natil sadayim hay b'shar she Yaakov beirach hamoitzi then is la yatsa the harei tzarich lahavim l'lishma, because you have to listen. If you want to be moitzi with his bracha, you have to listen. You have to understand what he's saying. You have to listen to what he's saying. Tzarich lahavim l'lishma. You have to understand and listen to what he's saying. Masha oimam avarch v'loy lahafsek b'dvarim acherim, and not to talk out with other things, even though it's a bracha, right? The od shemeya ka'ina. Then it's going to be what we call shemeya ka'ina. This is a concept which we'll call try and talk about it maybe next year, a little bit more, but the concept of which we've spoken about in the past, Shemeya Ka'ina, when somebody listens to somebody else's bracha and they yaitzi with that, it's called Shemeya Ka'ina. I listen to them, it's as though I myself said it, but the problem is, tells it, and again, we'll finish it off, I don't want to go too much longer, tells us, He says that this happens a lot by Kiddush, especially, that which we spoke about in the past also, that people are mamish, you know, the balabas is saying making kiddush for other people, and they might be oisik in something else. It's a big problem. Or in a case like this, if this thing happens, the person is making the natil sadayim, and while they're hearing the hamoitzi from the balabas, they want to hop in and catch in and make sure, but it's not going to work. You have to pay attention to the bracha, and only then we could say that it's something what we call shemeya ka'ina, that it's as though I'm being yaitza with his bracha. It's as though I made the bracha myself, actually. Okay, we'll continue next year. I just want to try and finish up this important inyan that comes up. But the point I just want to stress today, very important, that in all these cases, even by kiddush, like the Mishnah Berurah says, one has to pay attention to if they're being yaitza with the kiddush, being yaitza with the moitzi, or whatever the case might be. Even in our case, which we'll try and finish it off, go a few more details, and you were sort of like left out, you're sort of like still washing or whatever, but a person has to pay attention, stop what they're doing and pay attention, and only then we say Shemei Ka'ina, I'm yaitza with his bracha, he has me in mind, and I have to pay attention to every word that's said. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.